Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is 95.7 The Game, broadcasting live from the DGDG.com studios in downtown San Francisco in crystal clear FM. Now, here's Chad, Joe, and Lo.
It's 9:02, Chad, Joe, and Lowe. We're going to go to San Diego at 9:30 and talk with Kevin Acey of the San Diego Union-Tribune. We'll get a feel for what to expect tomorrow night when the 49ers visit in that final preseason game. Our next guest is a Super Bowl champion with the Indianapolis Colts, played his college ball at Minnesota, and is now an author. His new book, available at ben-utech.com, Continuing My Days as My Mind Slips Away. Ben Utech joins Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game. Ben, good morning. Thanks for the time.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
You know, you've been diagnosed, Ben, with traumatic brain injury, suffering from at least 5 documented concussions during your playing days. How are you feeling today, and what is the biggest obstacle you face in your day-to-day life?
Well, thanks for that question. I mean, today is actually is a good time, and this last year, this is a big part of the whole story in the book, is that this last year I took in a 100-hour intensive brain training program designed to really help my short and long-term memory issues, and the results were just phenomenal. And so this last year has been an exciting time, you know, for me, just kind of coming out of what I can describe as a mental fog and having some issues with memory. So I'm excited for that.
Now, Ben, your book in many ways is a love letter to your wife and daughters. Was the motivation here to put a collection of your memories together so that they would never be lost?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of the book. You know, a few years ago, I was asked by the NFL Players Association to testify at a congressional hearing. And so I told a vulnerable story about the reality of my fears. That story also included the song that I wrote for my wife and daughters, You Will Always Be My Girls. And the first line of that song says, I'm in here counting the days while my mind is slipping away, which is the title of the book. And that really, I think, led to the book being kind of that final opportunity for me to just write that story for them and also have an advocacy platform to emotionally connect people to how important their brains are.
Super Bowl champ, former NFL tight end Ben Utech joining Chad, Joe, and Lowe here on 95.7 The Game. So, Ben, take us through it. When did you realize that there was an issue? Do you just wake up some morning and think, you know what, something isn't right? Is it a gradual process? How did this happen?
Well, I realized something was different about this injury after my fourth concussion, which resulted in a diagnosis of amnesia. And it's the first time that that memory loss followed a concussion. And, you know, it's a really eerie feeling to watch video footage of the hit. And as I go limp on the ground and regain consciousness and get up and talk to players and run off to the sidelines and talk with coaches. And yet I really remember nothing from that game. I mean, the hit happened early in the first quarter, and I don't really remember much of anything until after the game, and I had to actually stay with a teammate that night just to make sure that I was okay. And so it was that was really when the red flags started to go up for my wife and I, in realizing that, you know, the effects of concussion can be much, you know, very serious.
Ben, hey, you know, it's Lo'Neal here. You know, I played the position of fullbacks, and, you know, that's all I did is lead with my head. What was some, I mean, how do you know when you're losing memory? What are some of the signs now? And do you know, I mean, how much is deal with just with getting older? How much you associate with football, and how much you're not?
Yeah. Well, my wife and I are we're very careful to just, you know, attach, memory, loss to concussions. You know, I mean, obviously as humans, we can be all forgetful at times. So really it's kind of the process of, it's a situational thing where typically if everybody at the table remembers something and I'm the only one that doesn't, you know, that's kind of a red flag for us. And those types of situations, unfortunately, you know, happen regarding my past. You know, one example that I write about in the book is sitting across from one of my really close friends, teammates from college, and talking about wedding stories. And I interrupted the conversation just saying, "Hey, Matt, you know, why wasn't I at your wedding? You know, I wasn't in training camp." And the table just got real quiet, and his wife went and got their photo album, and page after page, there I was as a groomsman, a singer in their wedding. And no matter how many times I looked at the pictures, it's just not there. I can't tell you anything about that experience. And, you know, so, you know, situations like that have been what has affected me.
Ben, with the movement of parents and young children to kind of steer them away to an extent from football and maybe into other sports or activities like soccer, what do you think the National Football League is going to look like in 25 years?
Well, I think we're going to keep making strides. I think over the last 2 years, the new rules and protocols that are in place are definitely putting an emphasis on brain health. And I think if we keep making those decisions, you know, I think the game will be able to continue and be alive and well. And, you know, at a youth level, we're making a lot of strides too. All 50 states have legislation, concussion legislation now. And especially in California, where there's been an incredible resurgence of competitive flag football leagues. So I think there's an opportunity to provide kids with a non-contact football option during those younger ages, so that as they get ready to transition into high school, maybe that's when you know, parents could consider putting their kids into contact football.
You can check out his website, ben-utecht.com. U-T-E-C-H-T is how you spell his last name. His new book, Counting the Days While My Mind Slips Away. And, of course, Ben, I want to let everyone know it's not just about what you're dealing with the concussions, but also you share stories about your time with Coach Dungy. You've got some Peyton Manning stories from your playing days. So the book, we encourage all of you to go out and get it. And, Ben, we really appreciate you taking time to join us today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it. That's Ben Utecht with Chad Joe and Lowe on 95.7 The Game.
That's why you don't get worked up when you hear about a player holding out.
Yeah. You know what really pisses me off, too, is when you hear what Ben's suffering from and he can't remember and it's so difficult to go day to day. These freaking owners that try to lie and suppress the truth when it comes to a brain injury in sports.
Jerry Jones just last year. Well, there's no actual evidence proving that football could cause brain injuries. Okay, Jerry.
Thanks.
You're the
lot.
One people listen to.
Now, Lo, I saw you shaking your head. That touched you.
Without a doubt, man, because you want to know. I mean, you got to realize I made my money using my head. Now, I mean, I led with the head the whole time. So you want to know what some of the signs and what do you, you know, how much do you contribute to just getting older and how much you contribute to playing football. So it does concern you.
Does it scare you when you hear something like that?
You know, that's why I was asking the questions. Like, I can remember weddings, and even when I was pretty hammered. So, my next question was going to be.
Lo's like, nothing slowing me down.
So my next question was like, were you drunk at the wedding? But no, it's just when you hear a guy like that and you listen to him, you're like, wow. You know what I say? I say, God, I'm blessed. Man, you know what? I'm very blessed and very fortunate that I left the game. I could lose my mind tomorrow. You know, hanging out with Joe, I will probably, but
different reasons.
I feel that's very, insanity. Very. I feel very, very fortunate and very, very privileged to leave the game unscathed, unmarked, nothing but a bleeding heart.
When you're around former teammates, former guys you played against, you guys will obviously have discussions that we would never be a part of because you guys lived it, you breathed it, you bled it. It's something we can't understand at that level. Do you ever have conversations about things like this? The Will Smith movie last year, Ben in his book, this is a big issue. The Supreme Court will not be hearing the case of the retired players in the $1 billion settlement. They decided they're not going to try to appeal to the Supreme Court. That news came out today. Do you talk to each other about it? Do you have guys that are saying, man, it feels like it is going a little bit?
Yeah, and we all talk about it. How much are we losing? And now, I mean, like I took from that conversation, I'm going to sit at the table when I'm – you know, with family and with friends and say, let's go back down memory lane and see, God, do I have it? Am I still pretty sharp? Because, you know, you want to find out if there's issues that you're having. Because sometimes, of course, my head hurts and I'm like, is it because of football or just a headache or, you know, and I think that everyone goes through it. So sometimes I want to ask questions and sometimes I challenge you guys with my
test yourself.
Yeah. And so, because it's scary. You don't know what's going to happen. You know, everyone tells you about it, but you're like, you don't claim it. One thing about it, my dad always told me, hey, you think positive, power positive thinking. And that's what I try to do.
So I live my life. It's all positivity.
Well, speaking of memory test, do you remember being at the movie Concussion and placing Joe between you and your son and then passing popcorn over the top of him? Who do you remember that?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Jay?
You ever watch WWF back in the day before it was WWE? The natural disasters, typhoon, earthquake.
Yeah.
That's what it was. I was in between. I was like Spike Dudley in between earthquake and typhoon over there.
He was passing popcorn. Joe so uncomfortable. He's
passing sodas.
His arms are just like holding. He's like,
Lowe leans over, butter all over his fingers, seeping into my seat. And he looks at me. He's like, you see this right here? This did happen. And as he's saying that, little Lowe on the other side, what's he saying? Why don't you switch seats with me? No, I don't want that seat. Well, then stop asking.
Unbelievable.
We did. We put him through it. He can't look. He looks okay, though.
It's what you would expect.
I'm sure Joe is using the power of positive thinking in that moment, too.
I was so mad. I was going to get that movie.
Because the whole theater was full, and he's looking for a chair. He's out there. And
No. I got swindled. I got there 45 minutes before them, and I didn't go into the theater because they weren't letting anybody in yet. It was a premiere.
Did he show up
so
late?
I was waiting outside for them. Yeah. Somehow... In the 8 seconds it took for me to get my Sour Patch Kids,
the typhoon
and earthquake came sliding through, went into the theater. I ended up sitting around. Eventually, it's like, where are you guys? Oh, we're in the theater. We got you a seat. I walk in. It's the only seat left. So this whole thing backfired on me. I go sit down. It's between them, hollering, yelling, fighting, passing popcorn, arguing, sodas,
was this
butter
the same
everywhere.
Night?
They're falling into my seat. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, this movie's getting two thumbs down no matter what plays out.
Now, was this the same story where you said Lowe's seat in the theater creaked? So every time he moved, it was like.
Yeah. Yeah. He was moving nonstop. And it was. And then you'd look over and he'd look at you.
You know,
he'd realize it. And he goes, oh, okay, I'm going to put my hand down. Like, you've got to be kidding me. And then little Lowe, why is he making so much noise?
No, he's the one that's 300 some pounds, not me. So
yeah, you're svelte. Lowe Senior, very svelte. That's the word. It's a terrible experience.
We saved a chair for Joe.
I'd have preferred you didn't. I'd have preferred to miss the movie and have walked home without seeing it.
Hey, if Tebow's at 7.5% body fat, where are you Lolo?
Lowe's looking okay.
Probably around where you're at. Somewhere where you're at.
He's training for... I know. He's slimming down.
Down 9 pounds in the last 6 weeks.
I was trying to figure out what to get you for your birthday. Usually I get...
Get him a pair of Speedos.
I already got
not
that.
Not going to go there.
The orange goop.
Usually
that stuff
I'll make
called?
Cookies or something, but I can't do that. So...
No, but you
what
could.
What can you eat?
Get him a bag
nutrition bars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's an exciting birthday.
Get him some pills that help him gas where he won't fart so much.
That might be a good idea.
Thank you. That'd be a great idea.
New studio can't come soon enough.
Do we get Febreze in there?
Right.
There's nothing like doing an interview when you have a police siren just running through your dome.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to go storming in that office real soon, and I'm going to be demanding the Papa treatment. I want to do it from the ISDN at home. I want to wake up, scream and yell into the microphone from home.
Or you live like 5 minutes business. From here.
It's a scary walk.
Various people.
The walk
in the
is getting scarier and scarier by the day. There are more and more out there that it's like The Walking Dead. I'm not kidding. You're at one block and you can see three blocks ahead. Just slow bodies wandering around in the middle of the street. It's like, man, I don't even know what side to pick. Ugh. I've turned a mile walk into about a mile .8 because of all the back and forth I need to do and little side streets I need to be ducking down.
Love various people in the office stunned that open mics can pick up like. The ringing phone.
Yeah. Newsflash. Phone's ringing. Someone answer it. It's Wednesday. Business hours.
Seriously, check out the website, ben-utech.com. Counting My Days as My Memory Slips Away. It's a book you're going to want to check out. It's time to say goodbye. We'll tell you what that means next. 9:17, Chad, Joe, and Lowe, 95.7 The Game.
How will Kaepernick be received on Thursday? Kevin AC joins us coming up at 9:30. Now, back to Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game.
It's 9:20, Chad, Joe, and Lowe, 95.7 The Game. It's time for us to say goodbye to our favorite breakfast cereal.
Pitch is swung on, driven to center field, deep, that'll win the ball game. Back to get it is Ghost, tagging his weeks. He will come to the plate. Here's the throw, too late. And for the A's, it's a marathon walk-off tonight. And Coco, it's a base hit to right field. Smith to third, up the ball, bobbled and ran by Garcia, and the A's have won it.
Chris will send it into right field, a base hit. Seth Smith's coming around, and the Oakland A's will live another day. Game five is tomorrow.
Hold into right field. That's a base hit. Here comes Kiaspo. The throw by Holt. Kiaspo still coming to slide, and the A's have won it again.
Donnie swings and drives one to deep right. Back to Saunders for the track at the wall, and this game is over. Coco Crisp has hit it out. Dives and makes a unbelievable catch in left center field.
Swung on line to left, base hit. Healy's to third. He's around third. Up the ball is Geyer. Here's the throw to the plate. It's way offline, and the A's have won it. Coco Crisp.
And the pitch to Michael Young is swung on, a fly ball center field. That's going to do it. Coco is under it, drifting back. He's there, and he's got it. And the A's have won the West. And they've done it after trailing by five games with nine to play.
We're contenders now.
All right, we're going to get to Coco Crisp and his new team in just a moment. But for you Raider fans out there, use the text line, 95795, PenskeAutoSales.com text line, 95795. First person with the correct answer is going to the game tomorrow night, Seahawks and Raiders. Kickoff at 7 from the Coliseum. Everything starts at 5 with the opening drive. Town and Romo here on your home of the Raiders, 95.7 The Game. Our sister stations, 102.9 KBLX and 98.5 KFOX, or streaming at 957thegame.com. Who led the Oakland Raiders in tackles last season? Who led the Raiders in tackles last season? First person correct answer to 95795. Well, Joe, Coco Crisp is now a Cleveland Indian, and how fitting that his career has now come full circle, the same team where he started his career back in 02.
The last thing anyone wants to have occur is a sunset that's blocked out by the clouds. Coco's career, he knows it, we know it. It's coming towards the end of the line. It's been a remarkable career. He's in his 15th MLB season. He's been all over the place, and he's been a part of a lot of iconic moments, especially in Oakland A baseball history. Look no further than Game 4 of the 2012 ALDS, that game winner against Detroit. Oakland fans remember that all too well. But with what was happening between he and the organization over these last few weeks, this was the only natural outcome. Coco was willing to waive his 10-5 rights. The A's were willing to sit back and say, you know what, let's find a way to make this happen. I don't know if the whole goal was let's get him to a contender, but let's at least get him out of Oakland. Because clearly if he feels we're going to try to sit him to prevent him from getting that $13 million vesting option for next season, we might as well give him a shot here. So if that's really the case, credit to the organization for understanding that. For Coco, credit to you as well. And thank you for everything you've done over the last 7 years here. Good luck. I hope he's able to play 28 of the next 31 games. The Indians have 31 games to go. If he can appear in 28 of those games, that $13 million option will vest. If not, the Indians can buy him out for $750,000. I'm not sure how much of it's about the money, but now he gets a chance to be a part of a contender. He gets the chance to be a part of a situation where he can provide some very critical veteran leadership. And for the A's, well, another fan favorite gone. That's the business model. People don't have to love it, but at least try to understand it. And moving into next year at spring training is going to be a lot of young faces. There will be some optimism. There will be some upside, but a lot of young faces for this A's club next year.
Lowe, do you think this is the right way to end the relationship, to move him to a contender?
No question. You have guys in that locker room that side with Coco. Probably you had guys that didn't side with Coco. Publicly, he came out. Guys are like, hey, man, I'm feeling your pain. You know, God, I wish you to get your money. No brother wants another man to, you know, not get his money. And so guys on that team in that locker room, they understood Coco's frustrations. So I think the A's, you got to commend the A's for saying, look, at least we're going to give you your wishes. His agent probably was on the phone calling different teams, and they got it done. At least you know that Cleveland, and you know that at least they're going to give him the opportunity to succeed. So it's going to be on Coco. If he doesn't get the games in, then you know it wasn't for lack of money, because they traded for this individual, so you know they want him to succeed. So it's on him now. It really is.
Rough day for A's fans, but one A's fan in particular who's going to lose his favorite player, and I'm referring to Anna's son, Dean.
Dean, who's your favorite baseball player?
Coco.
Who? Coco.
That was 2 years ago.
How old was he at that time?
He was one.
Jeez. They talk at one?
Yeah. No. Well, he spoke pretty early. He's a talkative little child.
That's Head of Isaac right there.
Yeah. He's really. Chevron. I haven't told him yet. Tech We're going to tell him later. We're telling him tonight.
Well, that's now, as a parent, how do you and Paul go about this? It's going to be the Easter Bunny Santa Claus discussion. You know that, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
It's interesting because he's 3.5, so I'm kind of intrigued to see how he is, because he doesn't quite understand it a lot. But anytime we watch the A's games, he always says, oh, where's Coco? There's Coco. Oh, mommy, look, there's Coco. So he's a favorite of his. So I'm going to be really sad. It's going to be hard not seeing Coco there.
Does he have a Coco jersey or anything like that?
He did. He's outgrown it now. So I have to go get some.
Well, they keep growing.
I know. They keep growing like
Greeks,
crazy.
It's unstoppable.
Yeah.
You can just keep feeding them.
Hey, now, that kid started out big. He was 9'9".
He was big to begin with?
He was huge. I'm 5'2".
Okay.
9'9"?
9'9".
He was almost as big as Anna.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Wow.
Here's what. Why don't you pull the old switchola on him? He's only 3.5, right? You have to assume you can outsmart a 3.5-year-old to an extent,
sometimes,
right?
Sometimes, yes.
So why don't you just come sliding in there with a little KD jersey?
Oh, he's KD. A huge he is a huge Warriors fan already.
Right?
Yep.
Loves the Dubs.
One. Yeah.
73 wins last year, title 2 years ago. Who doesn't love the Dubs? Mm-hmm. Every kid especially.
Oh, yeah.
So why not just come sliding in? Who's his favorite Dub? Does he even have one?
He goes back and forth. He would always say, today, my favorite Warriors player is Steph Curry. Today, it's Klay Thompson. He'll pretend to be Klay Thompson.
So you have the opportunity to introduce him.
Yeah, that's true.
Dean, this is how life works. Sometimes people leave us, but sometimes people join us.
And now, like,
and
Kevin
Coco
Durant.
Crisp is leaving. Mommy. But Kevin Durant's here.
That's right.
Pull all the fatherly.
Pull the old switch
over. Look at this guy.
I refuse to believe I can't outthink a 3.5-year-old.
Nice.
That is good.
7 years of advanced education. I refuse to believe. I'll be bamboozled by a 3.5-year-old.
Profound.
Yeah.
The four Q's to parenting. Quality, 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 and quality. Somebody quote Lo Neal on that. We got to change your Twitter bio. Lorenzo Neal, founder of Four Q's.
Copyright it. Copyright it.
I think the U.S. Department of Copyrights would look at that and just laugh and throw it out.
So you want to
get some good merchandise out of that?
You want to copyright the word quality 4 times?
Yeah.
You only send in one fee. No. Quality times 4, one fee. Yeah. So.
Big props to Jeremy. He is the winner of our Raiders
Jeremy?
Tickets. Yeah.
Jeremy or Jeremy?
I say Jeremy. How do you say it?
Jeremy.
Jeremy?
Yeah. It sounded like you said Jeremy, like a germ with a Y.
He's a Jeremy person?
Sorry, Jeremy.
Yeah, I've never heard
of him. But congratulations on the tickets.
Jeremy, I was not trying to suggest you were a Jeremy individual, so congratulations on going to... Well,
so
to the Raiders game tomorrow. Jeremy.
There you go.
Some names are just tough. Jeremy. I've been saying that wrong my whole freaking life.
Nobody's corrected you up to this point.
I don't think so.
Huh. Interesting.
We all have those. I say milk. The stuff you drink with cereal. I get drilled on that one all the time.
I like how you say tournament.
Well, I can't do it now because people get upset with amateur, though. Not that I not say amateur, that I say amateur. The text line goes nuts on that.
What do they say? They don't like it? They think it's like
Joe, I don't know
snooty.
Who you think you are with your highfalutin, snooty way of saying amateur, but it's amateur. Like, is this really what we want to get into? Who cares?
A's and Astros all set for action. With the Dugout Show starting at 10 and the first pitch at 11:10, right here on your home of the A's, 95.7 The Game.
From the 925, it's okay. I totally am Jeremy at times.
Wow.
Awesome.
Sorry for being such an amateur behind the mic. All right, what can we expect tomorrow night in San Diego with the Superchargers and the 49ers? They're honoring the military, and Colin Kaepernick's going to be there. We'll go there next with Kevin Acey of the San Diego Union-Tribune, 929, Chad Joe and Lowe, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game.
It's 9:34. Chad, Joe, and Lowe, 95.7 The Game. You Raider fans out there want to know who the leading tackler was for the Raiders last year? Malcolm Smith was the correct answer. And Jeremy was the first person with the correct answer to our PenskeAutoSales.com text line, 95795.
You know, it really doesn't end. Mayoko's on this, so are a lot of other people. Apparently, Eric Armstead, second-year player out of Oregon, he says he's going to be ready for the regular season, but he's not ruling out shoulder surgery down the road. Like, is it too much to ask for one good piece of news out of 49ers camp? I mean, the Bowman contract. But outside of that, Jimmy Ward's apparently looked decent at corner.
Who's going to play receiver, by the way? So bad.
Who's going to play football? That's your question. Bruce Ellington's out for the year,
yeah,
too.
That hurt.
They lost him yesterday.
Yeah, hamstring, done, IR. Our next guest writes for the San Diego Union-Tribune. Kevin Acey joins Chad Jones on 95.7 The Game. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
Should we expect a warm reception for Colin Kaepernick tomorrow night when they honor the military?
Oh, I'm going to find out. I really don't know. It's weird, right? Like, are people going to boo during the national anthem? I don't think that's a good look, but I will say this. Not only is it military night, as the Chargers always make that their second preseason game, that their second home preseason game, military night, but there's always like a sort of a ode to the military before a game here, almost every single game. It's a military town. It's going to be interesting. I'm fascinated to find out.
Kevin, your boy Lo Neal here. How is that?
Sorry. Who? I had to do it because I'll tell you what. Anybody who knows me knows how much I talk about the good old days in the Chargers locker room where Lorenzo Neal was helping to make sure that it was not just a good team, but good people. So, hello, Lo.
Hey, brother. Good. Thanks for the encouraging words. But about Bosa, tell us. Let's talk about Bosa a little bit here. And how is the fans receiving him now? Is everything water under the bridge? And how is this guy going to fare out for the Chargers?
You know, with the fans, I think that it'll be like every other one of these, right? I mean, where it got a little ugly. And, yes, this one had some extraordinary circumstances and really divided people, you know, where you the team Bosa or team Chargers. But I think it'll be fine once he starts performing. Now, in terms of coming in the building, you also knew that it was going to be like this. There have been holdouts forever. And as soon as the guy is a part of your team, you feel like he needs you, or you need him, and he makes you better, you are going to welcome this guy. And that was clear from, I mean, the second that people started to talk about it. And at practice yesterday, I'm not saying like it was like a forced thing, but it was clear that the Chargers players were letting everybody know how welcome Joey Bosa was and that he was a part of their team. Like, they were accelerating the process. I'll tell you this, Joey Bosa was clearly still a little bit, you know, hacked off when he signed. And for good reason, right? I mean, you don't just instantly decide, oh, hey, whatever your words are, it's fair. You know, we just want a fair deal. We got a fair deal. It's all good. But you know what happens? And I'm preaching to the choir here, Lo, but you come in and you're mad and the front office has really made you mad and you don't feel like you're being treated right, but then you get in the locker room and you get on the field. And so what replaces in your mind, you know, the team was the front office and the ugliness. What replaces that is your teammates and the guys that you're going to battle with and the fun that you're having in the locker room. And so Joey Bosa is going to, that's what's going to happen to Joey Bosa. And this thing's going to, you know, be a distant memory.
Kevin Acey from the San Diego Union-Tribune joining Chad, Joe, and Lowe here on 95.7 The Game. Kevin, what's the latest on the Chargers' quest for a new stadium in San Diego? There's going to be a vote initiative coming up in a few months here. What's the likelihood that tax increase on the hotels passes? And also, is it still plausible that the Chargers, by the end of the year, could try to join Kroenke and the Rams in Los Angeles?
Is not likely at all. In fact, I'm saying for several months with a high degree of certainty that they're not moving. Now, this initiative in November with the same high degree of certainty, I'm saying that it's not passing. It needs two-thirds approval, and that just doesn't happen anywhere in the United States. Most elections don't have that requirement, but being that in California that when you want to raise any sort of tax, it needs two-thirds approval, it's not happening. They might get something above 50%, maybe, if they, you know, if their campaign continues on the uptick, then they can do that, but it's not passing. Then, and there's already people here trying to work on, I mean, people in the business community, trying to work on, okay, so what do we do after this to, you know, try to get them to stay? The NFL doesn't want them in Los Angeles. Stan Kroenke doesn't want them in Los Angeles. This has become clear to anyone, really. So I don't know what the answer is, like, oh, well, then how do they stay in San Diego? but they'll figure it out. I'll say this. People in San Diego are looking at, you know, the Raiders and thinking that there's, you know, that team is closer to finding a home than people, you know, than the Chargers are. And by that, obviously, I mean it seems from the outside that at least there's some movement happening with the Raiders in Las Vegas. So, you know, both of these franchises are still really up in the air.
From a Raiders perspective, you've been covering the Chargers for a long time. You were covering them when they featured a backfield that had so many big names like LaDainian Tomlinson, Michael Turner, Darren Sproles, Jesse Chapman, and that was pretty much it. But for this season coming in, what are the expectations like for the Chargers in the AFC West? A few people do believe this team could surprise.
Yes, and I do. I mean, I guess you're very familiar up there with 4-12 teams. Down here, it was a little bit more of a shock, and I'm not exactly sure what a 4-12 team is supposed to look like, but that is what the record was. However, I do know this. No 4-12 team has ever had Phillip Rivers at quarterback, and that's just a fact that it has never happened. And statistically, you just never had a quarterback like that. There were terrible factors, and it snowballed on itself. Like happens with a lot of teams where it's like they just can't pull out of the free fall. So I just think they're better. And then they did make some moves on the defense. They finally got this Bosa kid in. They got Brandon Meebane. That's two-thirds of their defensive front. They just need to hope for better health on the offensive line because they didn't really do a whole heck of a lot there. And so that offensive line played like 72 snaps together last year. So they're better than 4-12. I think the top of the AFC West maybe has taken some hits. And I think the Broncos and the Chiefs have taken some hits on defense. I picked the Raiders to win the division. Of course, I've been picking them to be better than they are for a while, but I don't think I've ever picked them to win the division. So I just feel like, hey, I'm buying in. Let's go. So I picked the Chargers and the Raiders to both be in the playoffs. And then the world to end.
Well, the 49ers and Chargers tomorrow. Kickoff is at 7 down in San Diego. You can catch it 7 o'clock on CBS 5 here in the Bay Area. It's Kevin Acey from the San Diego Union Tribune with Chad Joe and Low on 95.7 The Game. Kevin, we look forward to tomorrow night. Thanks for your time.
Right on. Man, I really miss Jesse Chapman. I tell you what, you guys have a good one.
That's a great backfield. Tomlinson, Chapman, Turner, Sproles, those four.
You're missing a name. Acey, you going to let him get away with that?
Oh, he's already out.
He already agreed.
He's done with you.
He agreed. That was it. That's all I remember.
Now, Lo, tomorrow night, do you think how will players treat Kaepernick on the field? And more importantly, do you think that there could be a teammate that might allow the, what do you call it, Joe, the Olay block?
Watch out. I don't think so. I think they're professionals, and I think that people got to put things aside and understand what's going on. They got bigger things. They got bigger fish to fry, and that's the Chargers. Right now, this Niner team's going. They have enough adversity. They don't know who their starting quarterback is. Your receiver's getting hurt. Your defensive lineman getting hurt. The San Francisco 49ers need to focus on trying to win ball games and now to find out who's going to be their quarterback. We haven't named who's our starting quarterback yet. We don't even know yet. Supposedly, we don't even know. Is it Bonder? Who is it? It's Colin. Who's their starting quarterback? So I think that I think
Ponder.
They brought him in. He was painting the house.
Bum. Gosh.
So I just think that they got to focus on playing games. I really think that there'll be guys on Chargers team that's going to come up to him and say, "Hey, appreciate your stance." There will be guys that's going to go out there. I mean, you're seeing it and you're hearing it around the league. I mean, there's, like I said, we'll play the clip from ESPN where we had, you know, guys are talking about what's going on. So I think there's going to be a mixed emotions there for Colin. It's going to be also mixed feelings for players on the field.
For as much disagreement and controversy as not only this issue has caused, but as we've been coming across over the entire offseason, I think one thing is out there that every listener and every one of us can agree on. It is going to be really good to see some meaningful snaps in the next couple weeks.
No doubt.
College football this weekend, start of the pros next Thursday. It's a real good time. The Dubs are right around the corner. Real good time.
I think I may need to come out of gambling retirement to play the under on wins for the Niners.
No, it's not worth it.
Don't do it.
But we can have a couple cocktails together.
You're right. We can talk about it. Ugh.
We're already starting to get the texts from Kurt from the Bad Boys of Barbecue, Raider Dave, Big Joe C. I'm starting to get hit up by all the guys, all the usual suspects over at the Raider tailgates this season. We're going to have to really tear that place up this year. I miss that. I don't miss falling asleep on Bart on the way home. But
that won't happen again. That was a rookie mistake by you.
Yeah, that right. I went a bit overboard at times last year.
Well, we had, you know what? Everyone usually hangs out with us. Their first experience, they usually go overboard. We had some people in this building that went overboard, too.
I'm impressed with you,
Cody. Brett drank those 4 beers in 15 minutes. Can I have the keys? Go lay down in the car. Yeah, beat it. And I assume we'll be paying for these 4 beers.
I'm impressed with your beer pong game in the wind. Very impressive.
The wind. Oh, at the tailgate. Yeah, we've only done a little bit of that. My beer pong game is nasty.
I missed that.
My beer pong game is pretty nasty. My pool game is terrible. Darts and beer pong. It's legit. It's high level, as Middlecoff would say.
Oh, my God.
If Middlecoff was scouting my beer pong game, that's what he'd say. He'd say high level.
Dad went over a bit, too, from time to time.
Huh. Did he make it? Yeah, he came over to a couple tailgates. He had a good time.
Raiders and Seahawks tomorrow night.
Damn, you guys got me thinking about drinking right now.
Raiders and Seahawks tomorrow night, 7 o'clock kick from the Coliseum. All the action begins with the opening drive, Towney and Romo, right here on your home of the Raiders, 95.7 The Game, streaming at 957thegame.com and on our sister stations, 102.9 KBLX and 98.5 KFOX. Well, I tell you what, I'm still upset with Anna for today's Take Your Pick poll question, but we're going to get the latest on where you guys come out on the wave. Keep it or kill it. 946 Chad, Joe, and Lowe, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game.
Don't you, Chad?
We
little Bieber.
We can put an end to the pan flute. I mean, how many meetings do I have to bring this up in?
You love the Bieber.
This is what happens when
I like you and she likes everyone.
There's a song that he just came out with I really like, actually. That's horrible. I hate to admit it.
He like auto-tunes himself. He sings in auto-tune.
Lo, how could you guys... I'm just trying to figure out...
Don't, I mean... We're
I
want to
ask.
Now.
No, we're yeah, we are.
There. We're not going. Leave it alone.
How did you guys not win a Super Bowl in San Diego with all those players, all those teams you had?
We underachieved.
Reba!
I'm sick over that. Every time we talk about it, bring it up, I'm just like...
He's ready
yard.
To cry. Bring up the San Diego
much,
days
bro.
With him. He's ready to cry.
It's really cruel, actually.
Thank you.
Very cruel.
Think about time.
What's cruel about it? What's cruel about millionaires having a little bit of heartbreak on the field?
Tears them up inside. That's why.
Up,
no Raider fan cares.
Did Marty cry after that Jet game when Kading missed a field
Marty
goal?
Marty was always crying. It was a team of crybabies. That's why they didn't beat anybody.
He's so mean, man. A team of crybabies. That's trying to beat anybody. God.
Raider Dave, I got your beer pong rematch for you. I see you on the text line there.
Huh.
Nice. I love Raider Dave.
He's going to crush you. I can't wait for these tailgates, man.
He's got some new smoker, word on the street. I think it was a Father's Day gift or something. I might be misquoting, but
yeah.
I think there's something going on. Some addition to the tailgate this year.
And Raider Dave, I'm coming to speak to your school, too. I know we got to pick a date.
So make sure if you make steaks, Lo likes them medium well.
No.
Yeah, Raider Dave, if Lo likes his food.
No, okay.
Was so well done, it looks like it fell off the floor.
Make them rare, okay? I'll eat rare for you guys. Is that what you want to see?
Oh, you're willing to step out and just eat a rare steak?
No. Medium well, it doesn't matter. I mean,
you
steaks.
Don't want rare. I can't do rare. Just put it right in the middle. Just put it right in the middle for me.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty even keel guy. Just put it right in the middle.
Medium, straight up. By the way, really disappointed, Raider Dave. You didn't... take part and take your pick poll question today. What about that?
Oh, he usually does.
Yeah, he usually does.
Raider Dave, what's going on with you, bro? Cool dude.
Always good takes.
All right, time for us to head over to the sports desk. 9:53, Chad, Joe, and Lowe, 95.7. The 95.7. 95.7 The Game. Anna's got the latest on today's 95.7 The Game Take Your Pick poll question, brought to you by our good friends from FH Daily and Novato Chevrolet.
Thank you, Taz. All right, so today's question, should the wave be banned from American sports? From 95.7thegame.com, 77% of voters say no. Also on Twitter, at 957thegame, 65% say no as well. You could also let us know what you think by using the hashtag TakeYourPick. From Robert, why do folks hate this? I don't care, but my kids enjoy it. What's next? We all sit with our hands folded. He also came back saying, well, I guess it just doesn't bother me like people with lighters at concerts. And then Daniel says, because I don't pay to have people standing in front of me, and people do it at the worst times usually. And then also from the 408, the wave is terrible and usually a good indication that people aren't paying attention.
For baseball games, yeah. I don't want to see it really anywhere else. It's too much going on. I'm trying to follow the action. When the Warriors are playing, you're trying to follow the action. Football's too intense. Football's in it. If you're going to watch football live, there is no screwing around, you know? You really are zoned in on that. Like, you go
session.
There because you feel like you're a part of it to an extent. That's where when the fans use the term we, I understand that at a football game, you do have an obligation to make a lot of noise on third downs to make opponents feel uncomfortable. Baseball games, much more casual, much more family-oriented. You want to do the wave there, you know. It's
only
all good
when it's out of reach. If it's a close game, pay attention.
Yeah,
Bill King apparently didn't like the wave as well.
That carries credibility. That carries substance.
From the 510, middle coughs, scattering report of Joe's beer pong game. Blue collar, high motor, freaking stud.
Yeah, sounds like middle cough. Sounds like me. They're coming up here in about 6 minutes.
No, got A's baseball.
No, dugout show with Chris Townsend.
Oh, they got the off day today.
Yeah.
Well, early baseball, that's why Coco.
That's
no,
not blue
Coco.
Forgot about it. We got double day games today.
Whew. That's right. Busy day. And then Dodgers doubleheader.
Double.
I don't care about that.
Split doubleheader.
Doubleheader.
KD.
KD. Doubleheader is always good.
My son's going to love KD now.
He's
always
to.
Like, I mean,
absolutely.
How do you not love KD anyway?
We got the Warriors, man.
There are a ton of football games tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday, and one on Monday. Incredible.
Bad matchup. I'm going home to, I don't even know what that was. Was that middle cough?
I think that was middle cough. I thought you had the day off, bro.
They were doing a nice job with the drops. And then it went off the rails, much like the show did here.
Shocking.
In this last segment.
You said you were
going to
go home and...
Going home to do a lot of writing today. A lot of
why don't you write
college
a,
football
why don't
writing.
You do like a feature story on me every now and then, once in a while.
Hey, I saw you
cool.
make news on the Yard Barker.
Well,
nice
I need
stuff.
An angle. I need a good angle. I'm not going to do a profile.
How do you want me to turn? My hair's a good angle for you right here.
It's the wide angle. I don't need the portrait view or
Raider
the landscape
Dave,
view, they call it.
Hey, Raider Dave weighed in. Medium well is illegal, FYI. Medium rare or bust. And Anna, the wave will always live on.
There we go, Anna.
What do you think about that, Lo? Illegal on your meat.
You got Tommy Smith on. I seen, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy, what are your thoughts on Lo and liking his meat medium well?
Oh, wow.
Fail.
Big
epic
moment.
Fail.
Big moment for
wow,
them back there.
Wow.
Big moment for
don't
them.
Don't bother
now.
You blew it.
They
yeah,
blew it.
I don't
want to
hear it.
That was a bad miss right there. Toad, really?
Now you
profile on you. What would be the angle? If someone wanted to do a story on you, the key would be, yeah, say it was an Esquire or GQ, something big. What would be the thing that people don't know about you? Everyone knows you're a blue-collar, hardworking, successful running back.
Pig
no,
rich.
The thing about it, I would want you to – the angle would be a hardworking guy, talk about my pigs, my hobby. But I would want you to make
I'm
the
not,
angle.
I'm not even interested in that. I'm not even interested in getting paid for
that. Your angle would be – put me in the Hall of Fame. You're always talking about it. Make that
I've sent
case.
A lot of emails on your behalf, believe
you me. You have. I know, but I would – so I want you – when you're writing an article, let's write an article about – why fullbacks should be in the Hall of Fame. And then mention all the same
so propaganda.
You asked me what would be the
this
angle
is
to
not,
write.
This is not East Berlin.
You asked me a question, and I gave you an answer what you should do with the fullback position.
I'm not Don Draper. I am not your ad agency.
A's and Stros coming up at 11:10. First pitch at 95.7 The Game. The Dugout Show with Chris Townsend's up next. It's 9:57. Chad Joen. Whoa! 95.7 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.